Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, a little while ago, we visited with a spokesperson, Audrey Wenink, from the Metropolitan Planning Commission, or Metropolitan Planning Council. The mayor's got a plan to raise the tax on ride shares. Look at that. If you come downtown, three more bucks. On a phone line is Campbell Matthews, spokesperson at Lyft. Campbell, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
What's Lyft's reaction to the possible increase?
We're really concerned. I think that what's really important to consider is how this is going to impact low-income communities, communities on the south and west sides particularly. You know, almost 40% of Lyft rides in Chicago are starting or ending in low-income areas. So the policy proposal to add all these fees to rideshare is really going to hurt those communities hardest. And I think the other thing is that, you know, the proposal doesn't actually show an understanding of congestion and how to actually solve congestion. So as I said, we're really concerned about this, and we think that it's going to be really detrimental for those who can afford it least.
What do you mean they don't understand congestion? What's that all about?
Yeah, so congestion is a really complicated topic, and I think if you are just looking at targeting rideshare, that's actually not going to solve congestion or the transportation challenges in Chicago. You know, there's research that shows that 97% of vehicle miles traveled in the Chicago area are actually done by personal and commercial vehicles. So if you're trying to reduce congestion, you really have to look at all vehicles on the road and provide the same fees across the board, you know, all the personal vehicles, commercial vehicles, taxis, all kinds of vehicles in order to really have an impact. But this proposal only looks at rideshare, so it's not really going to have an impact on the congestion that we see in Chicago.
Downtown, if you go into the Loop, and as I reminded our listeners a little while ago, it's not just the Loop or the Gold Coast. I mean, this downtown zone is pretty broadly drawn. Right now, you pay 72 cents as a fee to the city if you take a rideshare. If you come downtown, it'll now be $3. It'll go up $2.28. If you share a ride with somebody, then it only goes up 53 cents. So what they want to do is get more people in the vehicles. And in fact, if you're outside the downtown zone, if you share a ride, it actually goes down 7 cents. So you must like that part of it?
Yeah, we're encouraged by incentivizing shared rides. You know, we have always believed that we want to increase car occupancy, that the key to actually improving the congestion situation is getting people out of their own cars and increasing number of people in a car. So that part we're encouraged by. But when you look at the policy as a whole, as you just said, $3, those are really high costs for people who are using rideshare to get to school, get to work, go to doctor's appointments. As I said, nearly 40% of our rides are starting or ending in low-income areas.
What percentage of rides, if I may, are shared?
I don't have that in front of me, but I think what's really important to focus on is the fact that people are choosing rides that work for them based on it's affordable, that it's reliable, that it's convenient. But people who might be coming from a low-income area might, you know, choose a shared ride because it is our most affordable option. But what you're seeing is that these whole policy proposal increases fees so dramatically that it's really going to hurt people who can't afford it. And we are really focused on doing our part to increase mobility. You know, that's why we have supported comprehensive congestion pricing. That's why we do encourage shared rides. Why we made transit information right into the Lyft app. Our investment into Divvy. We participated in a scooter pilot. So yeah, we're really focused on improving mobility in Chicago. But at the same time, you have to keep that affordability.
I know this about people. They don't like to share rides. Maybe you do because it's economical. And a lot of times when you sign up for a shared ride, you don't have to share the ride and you get the cheaper price. But I think in general, people prefer not to do that. They don't want to. Maybe they will now, or maybe they're going to bite the bullet, or maybe they're going to just take Uber less. I mean, do you have a prediction? Do you know what this will do to you all overall?
I'm glad you asked that. I think that the main thing is to consider how these increased fees are going to, first, we think it's great that it's incentivizing shared rides, but again, the fees are too high across the board. But I think also what's important to note is when fees go up on rides, and riders actually take fewer rides. So that creates fewer earning opportunities for drivers. In Chicago, 90% of Lyft drivers are driving fewer than 20 hours a week. They're fitting and driving around, you know, going to school, having a full-time job, taking care of a loved one. So they're using this in order to earn extra income. So when you increase prices for riders, they take fewer rides, and that has an effect on drivers, and that's really concerning for us.
Respond to this, though. My big pet peeve about, I mean, we all take Uber and Lyft. We all appreciate the convenience of rideshare, but it bugs me that they stop in the middle of the street, or they will stop at intersections, that so often you've got to wait or squeeze around a rideshare car because they've stopped in an inconvenient place. I don't know what your response to that is or if this has anything to do with that, but if there were few of those cars in the way out there, I think that would reduce bottlenecks, reduce congestion. It would make it easier for everybody.
So what I would say is we've actually worked really collaboratively with a number of cities on what we call curbside work. So actually repurposing curbside areas in order to create pick-up and drop-off zones. As you said, people are taking Lyft, they are taking Ubers, they're getting around. And what they're doing, when you can kind of repurpose the area where maybe cars are parallel parked and create an opportunity for drivers to pull in, not only does that improve mobility, but it also improves safety, right? Make sure that riders aren't getting out into the road. So we want to come to the table. We've worked with cities collaboratively in a number of different places in the country to make sure that we are providing that insight and that we can provide guidance. The other thing I would say is we do think really thoughtfully about that. We, in Chicago, actually, on Magnificent Mile, we have put in our app that people are directed to meet their driver
off
Michigan.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I mean, that's another way to keep way to keep mobility going.
I think that's a good idea. Just one quick call, and then we have to wrap this up. Hey, Frank, jump in there. You're on WGN.
Hey, John. What I'd like to have addressed is that the four venues of Midway Airport, O'Hare Airport, McCormick Place, and Navy Pier. A lot of people don't realize that the city of Chicago slaps a $5 plus and change fee onto those venues that I've just described. I'm not really sure how much more this city can just nickel and dime us to death when a lot of people, I'm an Uber driver and a Lyft driver, a lot of people don't even realize that because a lot of people, honestly, they don't go through the breakdown of the fare. But the city of Chicago is already putting an additional tax on top of the fares
$5.
We go to those airports or those other two locations that I mentioned.
Yeah, it's $5, isn't it?
It's like $5.70, almost $6.
Yeah, okay, they're not going to raise it anymore. The difference is going to stay the same, according to the Tribune, but I want her to respond to that. Go ahead, Campbell.
John, I did the math with a friend of mine, and our airports are open approximately 18 hours a day. In a 30-day period, this city is generating over $3 million just from Uber and Lyft, just from Chicagoans going back and forth to the airport. Over $3 million.
Okay, I'm going to let her respond to all of that. Just give me a short response, Campbell. What are you thinking about when you hear all of that?
We agree. It's, you know, the fees are entirely too high. Chicago fees are the highest in the nation, and we're really focused on, I'm glad that you spoke up about that. I think it's really important to get your voice heard if this is concerning to you, especially if you buy a rideshare.
Campbell, I appreciate your time. We'll visit again. This isn't the last we've heard of this. I'm trying to remember now. I'm just looking at the story. Let me look at it again. This isn't in place yet. It's not the law in Chicago currently.
Correct. That's correct, yeah. So it was introduced by the mayor's administration just yesterday, and so we're actually going to be hearing more about it. And I think there is time, I would say, if, you know, especially people who, I said, rely on rideshare, get your voice out there, speak up, you know, voice your opposition, and hopefully we can see some changes.
Campbell Matthews, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
That's Campbell Matthews, spokesperson for Lyft.